Joblessness can lead to a series of problems, and it is not easy to solve them. First of all, being without a job often means lacking social contact with fellow employees and lacking a purpose for many hours of the day. Also, it obviously affects your ability to pay bills and to purchase the necessities of life. Lack of this ability is especially serious for those with family obligations, debts, or medical costs. And it is especially true in a country like the United States, where the availability of medical insurance is often linked to holding a job. Some maintain that jobless people can rely on unemployment insurance, but this is not true. Unemployment insurance in the U.S. typically does not even replace 50% of the income one received on the job, and one cannot receive it forever. Therefore, the unemployed often end up tapping welfare programs such as food stamps or accumulating debt, both formal debt to banks and informal debt to friends and relatives. Some hold that low-income jobs provide a solution to joblessness, but this is not true, since it is difficult or impossible to get unemployment insurance benefits without having worked in the past. Job seekers have to accept low-income jobs. Thus, unemployment insurance keeps a ready supply of low-paid workers. To make things worse, many employers take advantage of this when they resort to such management techniques as low wages and benefits, as well as few chances for advancement. They bear the unemployment insurance option in mind. Under increasing unemployment pressure, jobless people suffer from a variety of financial, psychological, and social problems. Increased unemployment encourages bad health and raises both crime and suicide rates. What is the first problem mentioned concerning joblessness? Which of the following is true of American unemployment insurance? Why do people accept low-income jobs? According to the passage, what problems might unemployment cause? Which of the following would be the most suitable title for the passage?